Hey guys, and welcome to the Flippers Playbook Podcast with your host, Robert Nichols. Today I want to talk about the mindset you need to have, guys, as always, in order to successfully flip or pursue any goals you have in your life. And I'm reminded of a phrase that I've heard from the great Les Brown. If you don't know who he is, look him up. The dude is a beast when it comes to motivational speaking. He's been around for longer than probably many of you have been alive, including myself. And I have nothing but respect for him. But one of the things he says that I find very powerful is there are three types of people in the world, guys. There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who haven't figured out how to win. And I think a lot of us, we get so caught up in our environments, in a place where we have a lot of naysayers around us. I know growing up, I wasn't around a lot of entrepreneurs. And when a lot of people I knew who had successfully started businesses and became millionaires and made money. And, you know, my family was very conservative. And, you know, you just go to college, get a job, get your pension, get your retirement. And when I left my corporate comfortable job at the age of, how old was I? It was 2008. So I was 29 at the time with one child. And my wife was like, go ahead and do it. It's your time. It was a tough decision, but an exciting decision. I was very nervous about it. And I'm happy that I had the support of my wife at that time, because no one else in my family really supported it. They were like, oh, are you sure? You know, it's kind of crazy. You know, you got a nice thing going on. You know, you're making good income. You got that retirement. But at the end of the day, guys, it just wasn't me. It wasn't natural. And so, you know, I had to figure out through that journey, and it wasn't easy, how to win. And, you know, today I've sold millions of dollars worth of real estate. I have a flip company. I'm a licensed contractor. You know, we manage our own stuff. I own a brokerage. I do hard money lending. And the list goes on, guys. I'm not here to talk about my accolades. I'm here to talk about how you need to develop the skills to win. And those skills are developed by, first and foremost, shifting your mindset to having a positive mental attitude. We call that PMA, positive mental attitude, guys. It's super important to make sure, you know, you keep your mind focused. And one way to do that is through reading books. If you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, get it. If you hadn't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, get it. Think and Grow Rich was written by Napoleon Hill. It's a classic. It's an amazing read. And it'll change your life if you take those habits and the advice that Napoleon Hill gives in that book to heart. You really have to adopt it and constantly remind yourself of it, guys. And so, you know, that's how you shift your mindset. And then the second piece, and you know, there's other books I can recommend as well, but you know, The Richest Man in Babylon is another one I think you should look up, short read. But at the end of the day, the other side is getting the skills you need to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. If that's going to webinars, going to seminars, paying for education, going to YouTube University. We all know about YouTube University. You can definitely get a lot of really good skills and techniques from a lot of guys like myself who are out here, you know, teaching people how to engage in flipping. But at the end of the day, you want to make that investment in you in acquiring those skills, guys, because once you do that, then you're going to know what you need to do in order to win, in order to succeed, in order to leave that corporate 9-to-5 that doesn't define who you are. And so I really encourage you to, first and foremost, as I had mentioned, get your mind right, guys. Keep your mindset focused by every day making sure you immerse yourself in content like this. You go on YouTube and you listen to the great speakers like Les Brown, Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale. These guys have a lot of knowledge to drop, and there's no shortage of videos from them out there. You know, Grant Cardone's another one. If you're specific to real estate and investment in investing in other entrepreneurial endeavors, Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, there's just so much quality content that will get your mind right, and you should listen to it daily. And then the second thing is educate yourself daily. And then the third is take action, guys. I don't just mean a little action. I mean massive action, meaning come up with a goal. I want to earn, let's say, $500,000 this year, or it may be $100,000. It has to be relative to where your skills are. Set the goal and then come up with a plan that will empower you to achieve those goals. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot during the course of this podcast. And so, you know, those are really the three steps that I hope you're encouraged to take today. Immerse yourself in content that'll shift your mindset, get you thinking positive, and get you understanding that it is possible. You know, secondly, getting educated, paying for courses, listening to stuff on YouTube that will give you the skills you need to achieve your goal. And third, take action, guys. Set your goal and create the plan. I hope you found this information helpful. And as always, guys, stay tuned for more and make today what you want it to be, because it's totally up to you.